Her new uniform clashed with the lavender and teal, but no longer made Harris feel like an exotic bird. Severely plain midnight blue suited her, and the captain's rings on her sleeves were enough proof of her rank. Her pass to the Royal Docking Sector hung from one lapel. She'd been advised to wear it even on the public concourse.
Isn't that conspicuous?
Yes, but they'll expect you to be monitored, so they won't ask. And by the way, you are being monitored. It's in the tag, so don't leave it somewhere or we'll have to do a full investigation. And we hate that.
Fine with me.
It wasn't, but it wouldn't do any good to argue. What she intended to do was above board anyway. She wanted to report her dismissal of some former crew to the employment agency with her reasons and find out if Sirkin's friend had registered for employment yet. She would like to keep Sirkin, but that meant hiring her partner. She needed to check in with the Captain's Guild, and she needed to consult her banker. She didn't know if Cecilia had paid her salary yet. It had not seemed a good time to ask Cecilia directly. Once out of the Royal Sector, she took the slideway past the exclusive shops and transferred to the tube tram for the ride to the Outer Rims. It was mid-shift of the second watch. The tram was half empty. Its other occupants, a pair of obvious tourists, rich kids, and four quiet, middle-aged men who looked like off-duty crew from a royal shuttle. Possibly they were. They got off at 3, the tourists at 4, and she rode out to 6 in splendid solitude. 6, Sector Orange, back where she'd started when she left Fleet. Now it didn't bother her the same way at all. Not in the new uniform, not with the new understanding of what being Cecilia's captain meant. She stopped by the Captain's Guild, paid her on-station fee, smiled at the warden. His hand hovered over the board.
Do you want to list for posting?
No, I'm still with Lady Cecilia. Is there much demand?
There's always a demand for those with a clean record. Lots of people want to retire here. Anything to report?
No.
Guild members were supposed to inform the guild of unusual occurrences, including those that they might not want to report to the fleet or other law enforcement. If you paid the pirates off, Fleet would want to be sure it wasn't a plot. The Captain's Guild simply wanted to know where the pirates had been and how they'd trapped you. Harris had considered whether to tell the guild about the smuggler's operation on Sweet Delight, but Olin was a guild member too. The warden's brow rose, and he stared pointedly at her royal pass. That certainly wasn't the guild's business. Harris smiled until he shrugged.
Want a room here?
No, thank you. I'm staying aboard. But can you tell me if Sagamir Olin is listed here?
The warden's eyes shifted aside.
Olin? You hadn't heard it. No, that's right. You left so fast. Olin died. Random assault.
Random assault didn't get that reaction. Harris felt her hairs prickling. Olin had been killed. Why? Because he hadn't delivered the goods? Or because he'd lost that handy ship? Or both?
When?
Let me see. 5 weeks after you left. He had been drinking, the militia said. Bar fight spilled over. Someone got him on the way home, they said.
Thanks anyway. I'd have bought him a drink. Here, put this in the memorial fund.
Ah, ex-fleet. You people do that, don't you? Whether you know someone or not.
That's right. Hear of a death, put something in. There's always someone who needs it.
Well, thank you. It's very kind. I suppose we'd do well to follow that habit ourselves, but...
Never mind. I couldn't do any less.
With a wave, she went back out before he could say more. Her mind was working too hard. He would see it on her face if she stayed. Where could she find out what had really happened without making herself conspicuous? She went on toward the banker and the employment agency. Chores first, fun later. The employment agency turned out to be fun in its own way. Now that she wasn't a suppliant, the gray and white decor merely looked functional, not cold and threatening. The receptionist might have been sniffy, but not once he saw that Royal Sector pass. Sir Bryn could see her in an hour. Harris settled into a comfortable chair to wait. The view screen and cube reader were supplemented by glossy hard copies of periodicals.
Captain Serrano?
She looked up from an article advising prudent investors to be wary of unregistered companies offering investment in heavy metal mining operations on worlds like Chisholm and Sakati. The article argued pure finance. Harris, who had been to Chisholm once, thought the influence of the Compassionate Hand there was more reason to keep clear of it. The only profits out of Chisholm would go straight to the Black Scratch. But the man standing at the door, she reminded herself, could as easily be a Compassionate Hand agent. Who were the smugglers?
Sir Bryn?
She stood and extended her hand. He shook hers. She did not let herself glance down to see if he had the telltale tattoo on the thumb web. He wouldn't, not in this position. If he'd ever had it, it would have been redone in flesh tones when he was chosen for a position on Rockhouse.
What can we do for you, Captain?
I needed to speak to you about Lady Cecilia's former employees.
His eyes flickered. He didn't like the sound of that. And of course, with the security measures on the Royal Docks, he wouldn't have heard about the new crew.
It's rather a long story. Perhaps we could discuss it privately?
The lounge where she'd been waiting had no one else in it, but she knew it would have full monitoring.
Ah, yes, Captain. Do come along to my private office.
He led the way into a spacious, luxurious office where Harris suspected wealthy clients gave their requirements for employees. It didn't look anything like the office where she'd been interviewed.
I brought along a data cube with their records and my reports on them. But for the obvious reasons, there are some details which I'd prefer not to have on cube and which you need to know. As you may or may not know, Sir Bryn, before I departed, I asked this office for any additional details on the qualifications of Lady Cecilia's existing crew. I was told there were none, and furthermore, I was told that private employers such as Lady Cecilia were furnished with, I won't say dregs because that would be insulting, but let's say with less qualified personnel than, for example, a major commercial employer. I understood the reasons, even though I didn't approve of them.
She paused to see if he had any response. Beyond a tightening around his eyes, he gave none.
Unfortunately, events on the voyage revealed how imprudent that policy was. You may have heard from Tacoman Rhodes about the death of one environmental tech, Ickland.
At this, he nodded.
Presumably you also heard that Ickland was considered to be responsible for the contraband found on the ship. I myself am not sure that he alone was responsible. Surely Captain Olin knew that the maintenance had not been performed. I had intended to pursue his responsibility, but the Guild tells me he's dead.
Yes. Random assault, Militia said.
Perhaps.
Harris steepled her fingers and waited for the twitch of muscles beside his mouth.
At Tacoman Rhodes, I found it necessary to relieve the pilot of his duties. No great hardship, since a ship that size doesn't require one if the captain is qualified.
She let that sink in, too. She knew that the agency's recommendation on crewing had cost Lady Cecilia at least 2 extra salaries.
You, of course, are not responsible for the crew's astonishing lack of training or fitness. That would be the captain's responsibility, and the captain involved is dead. But at Cerealis, most of the remaining employees tried to stage a mutiny.
What? What did you do to them?
I did nothing. They chose not to return to the ship after spending time at Hospitality Bay. Need I explain Hospitality Bay?
He shook his head. As she expected, such an elite agency would know all about the amenities of Bunny's Planet.
They didn't want to work with an ex-military captain. They felt my precautions were excessive, and this after the death of one crew member and the near death of another. You are probably not aware that a simultaneous crisis on Cerealis made Lord Thornbuckle suspect that they might be politically motivated. Lady Cecilia accepted their applications to terminate employment, and they are currently in custody on Cerealis, where they will be tried for conspiracy.
But who's crewing the ship now?
Harris could see the flicker of greed in his eyes. Surely she'd need more crew, and if she didn't get it here, she would enrich some other employment agency.
I should mention that I'm extremely pleased with one former employee, Brigdis Sirkin. That young woman has what I consider adequate qualifications, and to the extent that Lady Cecilia wishes to make crew changes, that is the level of qualification I shall insist on. Presently, the crew consists of former RSS personnel. I am not at liberty to discuss the exact way they, became employed. Only that it has both Fleet and Crown approval. However, none of them presently have civilian licenses. I shall be sending them here, where you can arrange for the transfer of skills registration and the appropriate civilian licensure into specialties. For your standard fee, of course. Unless you have some objection.
Sir Bryn gulped. Her meaning was clear to both of them. He could get his firm on the minimal profit involved in transferring registered military skills to civilian ones, the paper pusher's fee, in return for a chance to regain some chance of providing Lady Cecilia with employees later. Or he could be difficult and see that influence vanish. And possibly, considering who she was, more business vanish at the same time. Harris watched the glisten of perspiration on his forehead.
We are always glad to help Lady Cecilia in any way we can. I hope, Captain Serrano, that you do not think we had any suspicion whatsoever that any of the persons we supplied would become involved in illegal acts of any nature. We do our best to supply only the most qualified and responsible personnel.
Harris gave him her best grin and watched him flinch from it.
I'm sure you didn't. But from this time, Lady Cecilia will be understandably more selective in her dealings with you. She may be only one old lady on one small yacht, but she pays well and deserves to have the best crew. So I've explained to her. Now, do you have a young woman named Irulan, Amelie Irulan, registered with the firm?
Just a moment.
He slid out a drawer that Harris assumed contained a desk comp link and poked at it.
Irulan, yes, but she's not what you're looking for, not if what you just said...
Sir Bryn, even for me there are occasional personal matters that impinge on business. I assume from your statements that she is not as supremely qualified as, say, Sirkin.
By no means.
Would you have sent her to Lady Cecilia a year ago?
He had the grace to flush.
Well, we might have, as an entry-level tech. It's not a demanding job, after all.
Not with the ship heavily overcrewed and underutilized.
Then send me her application file and send her for an interview. To the ship. I meant what I said, and I doubt I'll hire her if she's not up to my standards, but I might hear of another slot. And, of course, I would inform you first.
That got a nod of understanding and approval.
Thank you, then, Sir Bryn. I'll have the military personnel report to your office next main shift. Is that convenient?
Yes, and thank you, Captain Serrano.